This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 46. EEAT is not a ranking factor. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because there is a common myth that there is a difference between good content and bad content, and this makes a difference in whether or not your site ranks. Now, it doesn't. That is absolutely not how search engine optimization works. Let's just be very clear about that. In today's episode, we're going to discuss this in detail. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So, if you want, you could classify content into two different groups. You have content on websites without authority, and you have content on websites with authority. That's what determines if it ranks or not. It is unrelated to how good the content is. It is unrelated to how bad the content is. It is unrelated to how correct the content is. It is unrelated to how incorrect the content is. It is unrelated to how helpful the content is. And it is unrelated to how unhelpful the content is. It only has anything to do with, does this domain or page, depending on how specific you want to get, have authority? If it has authority, it will probably rank. And I'm ignoring relevancy for the sake of this discussion right now, so don't email me and be like, Grumpy SEO Guy, you said in another episode that there were four things that matter. You said not having a penalty, you said content, you said relevancy, and you said authority. And now you said that only authority matters. Yes, thank you. First of all, thank you for listening that closely to my podcast. Like, that's awesome. Thank you. But you're right. I'm just skipping relevancy for now because it's not necessary for this conversation. Content ranks, yes, assuming it has relevancy, on domains that have authority. More authority than their competitors, that is. Period. There's like literally nothing else to say. In fact, that's literally all there is. There's nothing else. Unless you have a content penalty, like keyword stuffing. If you have a keyword stuffing penalty, you're probably not going to rank. But we're just saying for the sake of this conversation that you don't have a keyword stuffing penalty. If you think you do, go listen to episode 2, okay? But provided you don't, your website's going to rank if you have enough authority. That's how it works. You don't need to change your content. It's not bad. It's not good. Because even if it was terrible and you made it awesome, that wouldn't fix the problem. Assuming you're not ranking. And if it was great, here's the problem. A lot of people have really good content, but they don't rank. Why? Because they don't have authority. They have really good content and they don't rank. And then they go, well, there must be a problem with my content. Let me modify it. And then they like destroy like a brilliant article because they think they didn't do it right for the search engines. And then it still doesn't rank. So they rewrite it again. And then it still doesn't rank. And then they like change it more. And then it still doesn't rank. And then they like... Your content's not the problem. The problem is you don't have any authority. Stop listening to people that tell you content is king. Search engines cannot tell the difference between good quality and bad quality content. They cannot tell the difference between true content and untrue content. They cannot tell the difference between helpful content and unhelpful content. Okay? The only way they can tell the difference is by looking at what other websites do in regard to that content. What does that mean? That was my really long, expanded definition of telling you that authority matters. If content is good, probably it will get more backlinks from a bigger number of websites. Why? Because it's good. It's good. Do you remember in the last episode when I described two websites, a website that has terrible content and lots of backlinks and a website that has amazing content and no backlinks? And I asked you what website will rank. And obviously it's the one that has more authority and has more referring domains linking to it, obviously. And the other one had no backlinks at all. So obviously that one's not going to rank. The reason that website ranks is because it has more authority. Therefore, the search engines guess that it is probably better. Now, in this case, it wasn't better, is obviously worse because the content was terrible. And the other website had great content, right? Remember the example written by an expert with two PhDs in blue widgets, like smartest person on the planet ever when it comes to explaining blue widgets. But his website didn't have any authority, so nobody cares. And when I say nobody, I mean the search engines. Like, obviously the website's better, right? But that's how search engines work. Search engines can't tell. Think. How would a search engine even know? How would it know? Do you think it reads every website and says, well, technically this information is correct? No, it doesn't work. It would have to have some sort of database of correct information, which is fine if you're talking about like precise definitions of things, okay? But what if you searched for movies? People have different opinions on movies. There's no such thing as a good movie or a bad movie. What if you search for something like, what if you search for politics, right? Like, oh my gosh. First of all, I don't want to address this issue right now because I live in America and I don't want to talk about politics right now, okay? But there's no necessarily correct or incorrect. Political stuff is an opinion, okay? Like, you've got, I think this guy's an idiot because his policies are stupid. But that doesn't mean it's factually true. It just means that's what you think, okay? So how would that work? How would it work? How would a search engine know what political results to give you? It would be biased, and you're also biased. And I'm not saying that to like be rude to you. I'm saying you're biased just like all people are biased, okay? So the search engine would choose, well, should I show results to this person that he agrees with? Because then he will stay on me as a search engine and click an ad and I will make money. Or do I send him these other results that may or may not be true, but that he disagrees with, and then he will get mad and go use another search engine and I won't make any money because he will never click any ads on my results. How would you answer that question? Remember, what sort of data would a search engine even use to tell true from untrue? To tell good from bad? There's literally none. It can't. Well, it might happen in the future. I don't know. I don't know that much about AI. I feel like, I don't know. But look, at best, the search engines are guessing. They are guessing. How good is this content based on what? Who's linking to it? That's how it works. That's the only way to do it. Good websites probably get lots of backlinks from authoritative websites because they are good and worthy of sharing. Bad websites probably don't get as many backlinks, and they don't get backlinks from as good of websites. Why? Because the content's not as good. So it makes perfect sense that that would happen. Until SEO agencies come in and mess everything up by offering backlinks to websites that might not otherwise get them. But like I've always been telling you, the purpose of SEO is manipulation anyway. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but if you think that that's bad, maybe you shouldn't be in the SEO industry, because that's what you do all day long if you're an effective SEO person, is build authority to rank your clients, okay? Why? Let me explain this again. Because, theoretically, good websites are going to get better backlinks from better websites because they are better. And bad websites, if you find a website and you're like, oh, this website's terrible, you're never going to link to it, right? Like, why would you link to a bad website? That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you link to a bad website that isn't helpful? Unless you were just for like random reasons being like, here's an example of a website that's bad, but by the way, don't visit it. Like, probably nobody's going to do that. Use a nofollow attribute if you do that. And listen to episode 38 if you want to learn about that. But good websites probably get more backlinks than bad websites. Probably. And when I say more, I mean more authority. I don't mean more backlinks. You should know by now that number of backlinks doesn't matter. One backlink can give you more authority than 100 lower quality backlinks, you know? But look, that's why it works. Because search engines cannot tell good quality from bad quality. They can't. So they have to use the way other websites react to those websites. And by react to those websites, I mean, do they provide backlinks? Remember the last episode, again, with those two websites, one had tons of backlinks from good websites and it ranked. The other one had no backlinks. And even though that website was better in every single way, it had better content, it had pictures, it had paragraphs, it had nicely displayed content that was pleasurable to read, okay? And it was written by an expert, so it was correct, and it entirely covered the subject of blue widgets, okay? Even though the website was better in every possible way, it didn't rank in our example because it had no authority. Now, do you think the search engines go, well, this website has better content and it should rank? No, because that's not how search engines work. I don't know how else to explain it, but people keep asking the same questions, and I'm trying very hard to answer these questions, but I keep seeing questions, and let me be very clear, it's not their fault. It is very difficult to learn SEO because there is so much horrendous information out there, but I constantly see questions like this. I've been writing content for 6 months and I'm not ranking for anything and it's the best content in the world and I'm an expert and I've got, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or like dozens, hundreds, whatever, of pages or articles and it's really good content, but I'm not ranking and my competition is ranking, but their content is terrible. Why am I not ranking? Do I need to write more content? No, you don't need to write more content. And here's the thing, when somebody says that to me, when somebody says my content is really good, I actually believe them because most people know how to write good content if they actually are an expert or have experience doing a thing, right? I'm not talking about you hire somebody to like write content for you and that person doesn't know anything and you hired them as a writer and it's just like marginal like content that doesn't really like share or provide like any sort of use whatsoever. I mean, like if you have been doing a thing for a long time, it's very believable that you understand it well and could probably write, even if you're not a good writer, you could still probably write decent content that's decent enough to be valuable to somebody else. So when somebody tells me, oh, I have really good content on my site, I believe them because they probably do. That's not the reason they're not ranking. And by the way, I also assume they're telling the truth when they say their competition has terrible content, because a lot of people have bad quality content written by agencies and they just hire some terrible writer to write this like generic content that doesn't do anything at all. But the reason it ranks is because the website has authority. It has nothing to do with the content. You see this constantly. The people that ask the questions, why is my website not ranking? I have phenomenal content. Those people, they understand that something is missing. They understand that all of these people that are telling them that content is king must be mistaken, or maybe these people aren't understanding it right. And I can totally tell how frustrated they're getting, because I would be so frustrated if I created that much content and it didn't rank. And then you go out and you ask people, well, what should I do? I'm not ranking. And they say, well, you should write more content. Make sure that it conforms to EEAT, right? EAT, EEAT, which by the way, is not even a ranking signal. So don't even worry about EEAT or EAT or whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Don't worry about it because it doesn't even matter. Like Google's own documents, and I posted this in the Reddit SEO subreddit, Google's own documents literally say that EEAT is not a ranking factor, okay? So stop. Don't, like, literally, if you ask somebody, how do I rank? And they say, blah, 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 EEAT, blah, 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 EAT. Like, unless they're telling you to not worry about it because it doesn't matter at all, don't listen to that person. That person is trying to sell you some scammy service, some content writing nonsense that isn't going to do anything, okay? Or that person has no concept of how SEO works, okay? Because literally, let me say this again, literally Google's own documentation that is available on their own website says EEAT, EAT, is not a ranking factor. Okay, let me just give you a little bit more information about this, okay? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you like the full URL because it's really long. But if you go to Google and you search, I just did this so it works. If you go to Google and you search Google beginner SEO, okay? Actually, I lied. I looked for it in Bing. Hold on for a second. Let me search for it in Google just to make sure it works. Google Beginner SEO. The first result, it says Search Engine Starter Guide. I want you to click that. And this is on Google's website, by the way. Okay? And it's this, it's like a bunch of information. And I want you to scroll down. And I want you to keep scrolling down. And if you want, you can search for EEAT, but you have to put dashes in between them because it's not EEAT, it's E-E-A-T. Okay, but listen, it literally says right here, let me see if it shows what page it is. Are there page numbers? But it's mostly at the bottom of the document, okay? It says, thinking EEAT is a ranking factor. And the response, no, it's not. It says exactly that on the document. EEAT is not a ranking factor. Your content and whether or not you're an expert or any of this other stuff does not matter. I want to give you one more super quick example, and then we're going to finish this episode. I want you to think, and just for now, like this isn't how it actually works, but I just want you to think that a search engine is a dictionary. Okay, I just want you to think that a search engine is a dictionary, and it still performs exactly the way it performs now. It crawls all the websites on the internet, it reads them all, you know, whatever. But when you type in a word, it just gives you a definition of that word. If content mattered, if the only thing that mattered was how correct content was, then if you want to know what a word means, you type it in, you get a definition, you get a correct and literal definition of that word. Sounds great, right? Well, what if somebody types in a slang term? If this is only returning correct and literal definitions, it wouldn't be able to return a slang term, would it? Because it wouldn't know what it means, because that's not the literal definition. Now, people who think content matters, that's how they think a search engine should work. They think it should only return exactly correct, like specific data that blah, blah, blah. Like how is it even going to determine that, right? But the way search engines really work, like this is how they work, by the way, is they look at authority and relevancy. And so if you were to type in a slang term, okay, if we're using a dictionary, if you type in a slang term, it's going to know what that word means. Why? It's going to know what that word means since it has crawled lots of websites and it understands authority and relevancy, and it understands that you might be asking what this slang word means and you don't need a literal definition of it. And it knows that because it's returning what it thinks is the best result. Search engines are presuming that more authority means a more useful website. Obviously, that's not always correct, but they are presuming because it is generally correct. When you search for something, you often get a helpful result. Like, it might not be the first one you click on, but you probably will get something that helps you, okay? Because their algorithm works pretty well. Are there problems with it? Yes. Generally speaking, search engines, by using authority and relevancy, usually, get results that offer the thing that helps you, okay? I don't know how else to say it, and I'm sure that everybody is still going to be like, content is king, and they're still going to write a bunch of content and then complain when they can't rank. I don't know how to answer that question. Like, there's no such thing as good content or bad content. There's only frequently referenced content or often linked to content or authoritative content or popular content. I don't know how else to say it. There's content that is mentioned by a lot of other websites and therefore is possibly good, but might not be good, but is probably better than content that is not mentioned by lots of websites. That's how it works. You can complain. I don't care, but that's how it works. Okay. I feel like I've settled this, but I probably haven't because people are going to still have the same questions. But I hope this episode was helpful. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about why so many people in the industry say content is king.